Good morning. Thank you for calling Crossley Video Membership. My name is Nichelle. May I please have your last name and zip code?
My last name is Bowie, B as in boy, Owie. Zip code is 26330, but that won't be in your system.
Okay. Okay. What can I assist you with today?
Okay. Years ago, before Blueprint ever existed, I joined Craftsy and I bought some classes. And everything was fine until Blueprint took over. Then Blueprint decided they would go back to Craftsy. I cannot find my stuff at all. I'm apparently not even in the system anymore. I joined it over with an old email that I no longer use and haven't for several years, but I thought you would probably still have that in your system. Well, you
Right.
don't. You don't have my, and you don't have my new one in your system, and you don't have my name in your system. So, and when I joined, I was in North Carolina. I'm now in another state, so where I am now won't help anything. But last year, at some point, I can't remember when because it's been a weird year, but I did speak to somebody at Craftsy and we tried to work this out. Since then, I have not been able to get in or do anything. I saw my, when she helped me, I was able to see, oh, there it is. Now I can't do anything. I don't know what happened to my information. I don't know if it's totally deleted. There is no way for me to, I mean, what the hell? I'm sorry. What has happened and what can we do about this?
Yes, ma'am. What is your old email address?
Old email address is CT Bowie, that's Bowie with a Bowie, at hotmail.com.
And do you know what you all, what she did when you all were talking and she found it?
Are you kidding? That was over, that was last year or something. No, of course I don't. Just why would I remember? I'm sorry, I'm
Okay,
just a
what's
little
your
upset.
new email address?
ctbowie@me, ME.com. And I'm going to give you one more. Maybe that could be it.
Okay, what's that one?
ctbowie45 at gmail.com.
No, let's see. And your first name?
Chris, Chris, but you may have Christine. It's with a CH.
RISTINE.
CHRISTINE, correct.
And the zip code you gave me, that's your old zip code?
No, 26330 is my new zip code, so don't even bother with that. That's not going to mean anything. I don't think it will mean anything. Maybe it will since I talked to them and I asked you. You know what? I'm so confused. I don't know. So try whatever you want. I do apologize. I am still searching the database here.
Thank you.
No. And did you have purchased classes on your account?
Did I have what?
Purchased classes?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what's upsetting. Probably some for painting or drawing, art or sewing or quilting, that sort of thing. I think I had one for knives, actually, too, how to take care of your knife. And I'll tell you, last year when I called, I was able to see everything and get on. I was happy. I thought, oh, good, then I can do it. I checked out, closed out, but never been able to get back in again.
CT Bowie. And that was, what was the other, I have ctbowie@me.com.
Yeah, that was,
and
my, that's my, not, that's my current email.
And the other one is ctbowie45@gmail.com.
That's a maybe.
Okay.
And the other one that I signed in with, it was ctbowie@hotmail.
Would you happen to have like any old emails?
I was just looking for them. I don't have anything. I'm pretty good about cleaning things out, you know.
yeah.
Unfortunately, let me bear with me here. Let me look.
Oh, no problem. Take your time.
It's actually a good idea. Be from Blueprint or would it be from Craftsy? Subject contains Blueprint. Oh, March of 20. Okay, I have something. Audrey, thank you for your kind email reply. Please accept my apologies. Previously. Oh, apparently I got mad at her. Yeah, please do merge my. They merged my old email address with my new one. Here are the particular addresses. My old email address was ctbowie@hotmail.com. My new email address is ctbowie@me. This is what I wrote to her. I am still unable to sign in using my new email address even after using the link you sent. After I clicked on your link and followed the instructions to reset my password, I got the message that the token had expired, so I requested another email. It came and I tried it again to reset using a different new password. I got this message. Sorry, either your email or password didn't match what we have on file. Try it again. Click here and we'll figure this out. Thanks, Chris Bowie. That's what I sent to her, to a woman named Audrey. And that was on March the 3rd, 2000.
Okay.
That was an excellent idea.
And it didn't show, like, your customer number or anything on that email?
No, it was something I wrote back to her.
Oh,
I wrote to her independently. Now, let's see. I'm going to go. It said all email. I pulled up Blueprint. Let me pull up Craftsy and see if that would work. I don't think it will, but. I'm going to get a whole bunch of Craftsy back and all that stuff. Here's your ticket. Invited to. Try CT Bowie at iCloud. That's.
At iCloud.
That's the same account as me, but iCloud.com.
No, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, well, it was just an idea. So all I've got is what I sent last March.
Okay.
Because I spoke to her on the phone. But wait a minute. Oh, okay. After I sent that on 3/30/20, again on 5/1/20, and it says, aha, okay, this is to Chet. I have something here. Okay, I sent, oh, I talked to Chet for a long time, and we had quite the email. On April 29th, I said, I still cannot give them my crafty blueprint account, even though I thought it was resolved the last time I spoke with customer service and confirmed my email and reset my password. Chet said, take a look at this terrarium. Chet. Hi there, Chris. Chet here, and thanks for reaching out. No worries. It looks like your password just needs a quick refresh. I want you to try this link, which he sent to me. If you would, you can use your same password as before to refresh your account and start logging. If that does not work, let me know what device and browser you have tried on along with it. Okay. That was on April 29th. Well, Chet, that link got me to Blueprint, but won't let me get my classes or anything. Apparently, they're archived, and I cannot change the icon button. Can you help? That was on the 29th of April. And he says, I think that you may have a second account under a different email. I am not seeing any classes or patterns in your order history under CT GUI. It may be the address you wrote it on. To locate that account, I can find it by email address or a recent transaction. Can you provide me any other email addresses? And that's the point where I sent him that I had no longer had access to the original email CT GUI that was used to join Crafty about 2 months ago. I worked with a Blueprint customer rep who said she had changed my account to my new email address, which is ctgui@me.com. If I recall correctly, I immediately used my new account that day to access my account, so I thought everything was fixed. If you could, please rectify the situation and make sure that going forward I can access my classes with my correct email, ctbuoy@me.com. Thanks very much. And then I never heard from
him. Okay. Okay. What I'm going to do here is create a new account for you. If you would, I do apologize for the inconvenience, but if you would get send in like the titles of classes so that we can get them added to this account for you. Are you there? I didn't even get that.
I'm not going to call back in my